Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local right now here on The Rock. I got Model Snake, all three of the guys right now. Actually, first off, are we missing anyone or is it all just you three guys?
It's just the three of us.
Just us.
Right on. Well, welcome to the show. Why don't you go down the list and tell me what your name is and what you do in the band.
My name's Todd. I play the bass and do some singing.
Awesome.
My name is Matt. I play guitar and keyboards.
And you got Sean here on the drums.
Right on, man. So you guys have a new EP called Business Lights. It's out now. You have 6 songs available on the record. It kind of blew me away, to be completely honest. It's like awesome songs. I wanted to reach out and chat with you guys because I don't believe I've actually ever had you guys on the show. Is that right?
No, I don't think we've been on.
No.
Yeah, I played you guys, but never had you guys on. So I'm stoked to have you guys. First off, where are you guys right now? Who are you guys in, Seattle or Tacoma?
We're in Seattle. Yeah.
Cool. Right on. Whose house are you guys at? Which are your guys' house?
This is my place.
Yeah, we're at Matt's right now.
Do you guys practice there?
No, we practice in Belltown over at the old institution. Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
Yeah. Groove Universe.
Cool. Right on. Well, could you guys fill me in a little bit of the kind of the origin story of Model Snake, if you will?
I feel like it starts with you. So Todd and I have been playing in bands for 20 years.
Cool.
And at some point we were both in different bands. I was playing with Joe and Adam, and you were playing with these guys in Shrouded in Veils. And then out of the blue, Todd just kind of calls me up and says, "Hey, we should jam again." And that's kind of how it happened.
Yeah.
And then I don't know, any details you want to fill in?
Well, we played in a band called Senate Arcade for 10 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Many years. Played all locally here, hundreds of shows. It was a good time. And then Matt moved away in California.
Yep.
Missed playing with him. It's a different band,
similar vibe,
but the addition of Sean gonna change things up quite a bit, and it's a good time. We just like love playing together, so it's fun.
Sean, how did you join these guys?
So Todd and I used to play in a different band, I guess, when you were in California.
Yeah.
Called Shrouded in Veils. And I've played in that band for a long time, and then
go listen to Shrouded in Veils if you can find it.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of instrumental.
Yeah,
but
great, kind of like great. ISIS-y.
Cool.
Yeah.
But so then Model Snake gets together around what time? What's the time period, like what year?
Like 2015.
That sounds about right. 2016,
because our first record release show was like January 2017.
Yeah. Probably.
So that makes sense. I think it was 2015.
So what brought you back to Seattle, Matt?
You know, I just missed it so much, and California is a lot more expensive, or at least it used to be.
Yeah.
And now, I just missed it. I love it here. I've been here for 22 years, and I just kind of miss the greenery. I miss playing in bands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wasn't playing music down there, and that was kind of, that wasn't good.
Who came up with the name Model Snake?
It was a compromise, actually. It's a long, dumb story, but I've always wanted to call a band Double Snake, and everybody I've ever been in a band with hates it, but that's sort of the point. It's kind of a dumb name. And we used to play with another guy who wanted to call the band Model Citizen.
Mm.
And so Todd was like, why don't we just call ourselves Model Snake?
Nice. There we go. Okay. Yeah. Best of both. You mash them together and you got Model Snake.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So these six songs, was this written during the pandemic?
No, we started like
kind of before the pandemic, but it's
right when we were about ready to
like feels like it was written in the pandemic.
Yeah.
Everything shut down right when we were like just about ready to like start playing a bunch of shows and stuff. And we're like, oh, of course.
Yes, exactly.
Of course, a pandemic.
Of course. Yeah, that's what happened.
So how did the pandemic affect the band? Were you guys able to practice still, or did you guys take a break, or did you guys, you know, hunker down and start working on the album? How did it affect you guys?
I think we powered it pretty well. We had a good, when things got really bad, we had a good break for 6 months, 8 months. Yeah. With just nothing, but, you know, we of course missed it.
Yeah, we couldn't.
And we had like gave up our rehearsal space for only a short amount of time before we were, you know, back in the spot playing music, making noise. And so, half of it was just kind of not being super creative. And I feel like the fear and the environment of, you know, our current situations in the area and in life didn't lend itself to a lot of creativity.
Sure.
For me. Yeah. And so creativity started hitting a lot more after, you know, started seeing people and getting out a little bit more.
That's great.
Yeah. I was losing my mind.
Yeah.
That was my only like saving grace was being able to go in and play drums.
Yeah.
Because nobody else was in there. And I was just like, well, I'm going to use that spot.
But for months, we were masking up in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had like air purifiers and sorts of stuff.
I was going to ask you guys, how'd you stay sane during the pandemic? But it sounds like you didn't. So
not at the beginning.
I took up mountain biking.
Oh, really? Cool. Nice. That's intense and rigorous activity. I like it.
Yeah.
So since things, you know, open back up and, you know, things, shows are going and everything, and you guys are going to be playing shows, how many have you played since then?
I don't know, 4 or 5. We played a lot.
Yeah.
Quite a few. Yeah. Yeah. Trying to get back, hit it strong.
A handful.
Yeah. I don't know. Post pandemic, 4 or 5 feels like a lot.
Yeah.
Feels good.
It's good.
What's been your favorite so far? What's been the best gig?
We've had a couple great gigs in Tacoma, and we love
Plaid Pig.
Yeah.
Plaid Pig? Yeah.
We played there. We played
New Frontier Lounge.
Awesome.
There was a Victory, I think.
No, we played that one. I forget the name of the venue right now, with Gorot and Old Blood. That was a great show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was really fun. That was at Slim's Last Chance.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Great venue. Nice, dude. Cool, man. Well, you know, for this EP, did you guys approach this one any differently? Did you guys, you know, what stands out to you guys about this new material as opposed to, you know, your past record?
One of the main things for me was getting back into a studio that I visited when I was much younger, and that's Soundhouse. Ballard. I'd been there recording a demo for a band I was in like 1999-ish.
Cool.
I just loved that place. I thought it was amazing. Room sounds so good for drums. And I just tried to get these guys to say, yeah, let's check this place out. And so, the sound of this EP has a lot to do with the Soundhouse.
And Michael. Yeah.
And Michael Perkins. Yeah. Michael Perkins from Maclac.
He's great.
With them too.
Yeah, the album sounds like everything just sounds like raw.
Yeah, sounds more like us than anything else we've recorded.
So. And it's a heavier record than the last one for sure.
Yeah.
Cool, man. That's awesome. Well, he'll definitely give you the heaviness. That's for sure. Right on. Well, so we're actually going to go into one of the songs, so, and we can kind of, hear for ourselves and let the music speak for itself. So, this song is called Shapes, and this is from the new EP called Business Lights. The band is Model Snake. Is there anything you guys would like to say about this song Shapes before we jump into it here on Loud and Local?
It is loud.
I hope you like it.
Let's let it rip. Here's Shapes by Model Snake. It's Loud and Local on The Rock. We'll be right back. That was Shapes, a song from the new EP Business Lights. Six songs by the band Model Snake, and I'm chatting with them here. Killer local band, and it's awesome to support the local scene, the local music scene. You know, so much time, you know, went by where we weren't able to congregate and we weren't able to come out and support the artists that are out there, you know, grinding it out. And it's a beautiful thing to be able to support that. So my pleasure to have you guys on here. As far as Northwest bands go, and I'm just going to throw this out there, you guys totally blind with this one. Favorite Northwest bands of all time. Matt, let's start with you.
Favorite Northwest bands of all time.
Oh, it could be a few, you know, it could be, you know, bands that are going now, you know, it could be, you know, old school bands. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I loved Minus the Bear back in the day.
Yeah.
They were a lot of fun. We played with them a couple times.
Yeah.
Cool.
And Arms for Snakes. I'm excited that they're back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll throw those two out there.
Yeah.
Awesome. Right on.
Well, I mean, I grew up here and, you know, there's no doubt about seeing Nirvana as a kid several times had a huge influence on me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so one of my favorite for sure.
Did you get to see it? You saw him?
Oh yeah, yep. Saw him three times.
Where'd you see him?
I saw him at the OK Hotel.
Cool.
Long time ago. And then the Paramount, awesome. Christmas, or not Christmas, sorry. Was at Halloween 2001. I think it was like Paramount.
91.
91.
I was going to say Nirvana 2001. That'd be interesting.
I'm a decade behind. Yeah, it was like they made a video about it. I think.
Yeah.
Bellingham at the college.
At Western. Cool.
Western. Yeah. They were a surprise guest for Mudhoney. That was pretty awesome. Nice. Saw Mark Arm buying beer at the grocery store that night. I was happy about that.
That's awesome. Hell yeah, man. And how about you?
Favorite bands. Yes. Mudhoney. Sorry.
I'll take Sunny Day.
Yes. Also coming back together.
Yeah.
Excited to see that.
You got to play a show with Will Goldsmith. And
Assertion.
Assertion.
They're great.
That was a fun one.
Awesome show.
Great band. Right on. Well, okay. So it might not be, you know, the coolest albums, and it might even be embarrassing, but I want you to tell me the truth here. What was the first album you ever purchased with your own money, whether it be a CD, tape, vinyl? What was the first one you ever use your own money to purchase? Matt, let's start with you again.
The first two tapes I ever got were David Bowie, Let's Dance.
Cool.
And Michael Jackson, Thriller.
Okay, so those actually were cool.
Yeah. That's awesome. If you want to embarrass me, ask what my first concert was.
What's that?
It was Wham with Katrina in the Waves and Chaka Khan.
Okay. All right. Well, Chaka Khan's badass. Hey, you know, Wham's got some hits, you know.
They do. It was actually, yeah, it was fun.
Nice.
It was New Order Substance. Like,
nice.
Yeah, it was, I think that was a some kind of a compilation of
on cassette. Okay, yes. Cool.
Yeah, bought it in Bellingham.
But where at?
I can't even remember. Some music store. I was visiting my cousins and
okay, you
know, before I drove just in the car with my mom, and I was like, oh cool. So it's like has those old what are they before New Order,
Joy Division.
Yeah, the old Joy Division tracks on the
nice.
They re-recorded. Yeah, it's
awesome.
Should be easy.
How about you?
Mine's super lame. It's wasn't the soundtrack, but it was like all the music made for Mission Impossible 1.
Okay, nice.
And there was like some random. It was just like a mixtape for this movie, and I was like. I think I got like a birthday gift to Best Buy, and I was like, well, I had a Mission Impossible theme party, so this makes sense.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So that means you're going to have to do, that means Model Snake is basically the sum of Mission Impossible soundtrack, Wham, and New Order all together.
That yes. sounds right.
Yeah. You mix that together, that's Model Snake, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice. Well, you know, thinking back, what musicians kind of inspired you to pick up an instrument when you were a kid? And whoever wants to jump in first.
I'll go first. I was really into the Smiths, mm-hmm. the Cult, and U2. And those were like the yeah. first songs from those bands. Those were the first songs I tried to learn on an acoustic guitar when I first got my hands on one.
Yeah.
So that was, those were like Johnny Marr and The Edge were, and wait, is it Billy Duffy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Those were my biggest influences in high school.
Nice.
I guess, my dad got me my first bass and he was okay. there. So that's like one of the huge influences there.
Yeah.
Robert Smith, The Cure, probably perpetuated my, bass tone and my music direction for sure.
And your sadness.
And my sadness.
Yeah. And your hairstyle.
Sometimes my hairstyle.
Nice.
For me, my mom taught me how to play piano when I was really little. And then awesome. I started playing drums when I was like 10 or 11. My sister was in high school in a jazz band and was dating a drummer. So I used to always watch him play when I was like, had to go to her jazz concerts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think my style kind of changed the first time I listened to the Mars Volta.
Ooh.
And I was just like,
who's also coming back.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Notice all those tickets are gone already. But yeah, that kind of opened my eyes to a whole new different type of playing.
Yeah.
And, but I've always loved jazz musicians and stuff, people that like take it to the next like level where you wouldn't expect to hear certain drum patterns over certain things. And it's just, that's my jam.
Nice. Favorite drummer of all time?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. Sorry.
I don't know. John Theodore's up there though, for sure. From Deloused. And I think he played on Francis and Mute too for the Volta.
Nice. Do you guys have anything further out planned or?
We do. What is that? We just looked at it.
Yeah,
it's September 17th with After Nations, Bering Sea, and what is it? Bullets or Balloons?
Bullets or Balloons, yeah.
That is on the 17th, yeah, over at the Blue Moon.
Okay, right on. Cool. Well, besides coming out to your show and checking out your EP, is there any other way that you would suggest to support the band?
Well,
liking all your pictures on social media.
Well, that's how we advertise a lot of our shows. So finding us on Instagram.
Yes.
You can buy a shirt. We sell shirts.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Sweet shirts, new ones. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah. Yeah. No problem. But yeah, just come see us live. Yeah, listen to us. Live. Listen to the record. Have fun. Enjoy it.
Right on. Right on. Well, before we jump into a song, do you guys have any shout outs or thank yous you'd like to send out before we jump into another song from this EP?
Big thanks to Michael Perkins for making us sound just like we wanted.
Yes. And Jack and Dino for mastering.
Yeah, for sure.
Sounds so good.
Absolutely.
And everyone who's come to a show before.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, we're going to go into another song from the EP. It's called Business Lights by Model Snake. This song is called Program. We're going to jump into it. Any final words for the Loud and Local audience, guys?
Keep rocking. Keep
Seattle loud. Guys. Thanks so much.
Hell yeah. Here's Program by Model Snake. It's Loud and Local.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.